Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We've got Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com with us now. Joins us Tuesdays and Fridays. Jim, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Ran into the general manager last night at the CMA Fest. A little family time away from football.
He likes some country music. You know, if you saw him at the uniform unveiling, he was performing on stage with Florida Georgia Line and Mike Graber. So I think Florida Georgia Line hits the stage. What is that? Maybe either tonight or tomorrow night. I'll be curious to see whether he make an encore performance. heard pretty good reviews after that first performance.
Jim, I know you guys always have a bunch of stuff going at TitansOnline.com. You like to get that information. You guys also have the OTP, which we're all down with, Official Titans Podcast. You got our buddy Moonshine on there, Mark Mariani.
Yeah, he's a country guy, and he's certainly very well liked from his playing days here, and continues to be a popular guy with fans. He's kind of a great success story coming out of Montana. You mentioned CMA. I went to CMA's last night and sent to a guy from Missoula, Montana, who actually knew Mark Mariani himself. So it was quite a coincidence. But, yeah, he's on the OTP. That was created by Amy Wells and Mike Keith, got that OTP together. And it's always an interesting listen. Don't let me hop on there from time to time. Usually they're able to find a better guest than me. And it's great to listen to.
Matt LaFleur, Titans OC, been making the media rounds. He jumped on with us. It's interesting to see him take this journey as he's worked with some of the top quarterbacks in the league, but to see him make this journey as a first-time play caller, and one of the things he's referenced was some of the periods in practice, which are unscripted. It's obviously great stuff for him to hone his craft.
It's good for him, obviously good for Mariota, good for the entire offense to kind of turn it into more of a live, more game-like setting. And they've been doing that throughout camp, and it always throughout the OTAs, I should say, it always brings a different look to it. He has a great resume. I mean, obviously has worked with Jared Goff last year, but worked with Matt Ryan before, worked with Robert Griffin before. There's no doubt Marcus Mariota is in good hands with him. And I think those guys have good matching personalities that's going to enable them to work together and have success. I think Marcus will be comfortable with a guy like that. That's a big thing. I know Matt said right when he got the job is he wants a quarterback to be comfortable enough to tell him, hey, I like this, I don't like this. Let's just gear more designed to fit this or that. And I think those guys have gotten along well and on the same page now, and I think that will continue. But how he does as a full-time play caller, we're not going to know until September, and I'm curious myself to see how it plays out.
It's interesting. Harold Landry, his development, he can have such an impact in year one if things go well, obviously, in terms of getting up the field after the quarterback that can make everybody else's job easier on defense. How has he acclimated himself, and how much help are Arakpo and Derek Morgan offering him?
Well, I think they've been great for him, and I did a story on Titans Online about Harold Landry this week. That's with him talking not only about him wanting to kind of make the team proud and show that they were right in picking him in the second round, but also how he wants to be an immediate impact player, and he said he thinks he can be that by learning from guys like Arakpo and Morgan. I think he's been explosive in practices. He's kind of bigger up top than I thought he was. I obviously saw game film of him, but never really had been, obviously not up close to him until he arrived. He's pretty thick up top. He's explosive. He says he's talked to buddies around the league, other rookies that don't have a similar experience than what he's having here in Nashville, where the veterans are willing to help out. you know, Derek Morgan, you know, said this week, you know, the more the merrier. You know, he talked about Seattle's defense and how, you know, they've, you know, have had teams where you've got guys that can line up anywhere and come after the quarterback. And I think that's what the Titans want to have happen. I mean, it'd be great to have a Rocco Morgan, you know, certainly, you know, Landry on the field at the same time, but they've got other guys who can do it, you know. And keep an eye on Aaron Wallace, who's kind of benefited from Kevin Dodd not being around. Dodd, you know, when he's back, you know, the hope is that he'll be able to make a case for himself to stick around. But I think they've got some pretty talented pass rushers, and they needed Landry not only for now, but for, you know, for the future.
Jimbo, you mentioned Kevin Dodd. He's become such a source of a fascination among Titans fans, and him not being in these OTAs, obviously a big topic of conversation. Being at a position, whereas Derek Morgan, literally, his one of his teammates and position mates said, the more the merrier. A guy who was a high draft pick, Jason Wolf of the Tennessean, had written this week. His agent said he's at home. He's working out. Until then, he's training at home. I think that's just fascinating to myself and a lot of people, that a guy with a clean slate, and obviously who could be very helpful at that position, is choosing not to be with the team right now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think, you know, it's an important offseason for him. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I felt bad for him as a rookie. He had a foot injury right out of the gate. Sounded off on him a little bit publicly just because he wasn't contributing. And I kind of thought, well, you know, give the guy a little bit of a break. He's playing behind Derek Morgan. He's playing behind Brian Arakpo. He's playing behind a guy like Eric Walden, who, you know, has had a lot of success in this league. But this is a big offseason for him. You know, there's no doubt. And he was here the first part of the offseason program. The second phase is including the OTAs. You know, I can't pull him out. It's voluntary now. It's not mandatory to next week. That's why news of him being here next week is not a surprise to me. I mean, it's mandatory next week. If you're not here, you're getting signed. It's coming out of your pocketbook. So that's when I'm surprised if the guy's not there. I guess I'm surprised he hasn't taken advantage of a time when he can get better, because I see Aaron Wallace getting better.
Right.
I see Harold Landry getting better. I know there's competition in that position with some other guys. This Sharif Finch looks good to me. They can't keep everybody. So, you know, hopefully he comes in and does well, but he's not making it any easier on himself. I can tell you that.
Titans announced also the preseason broadcast crew, Dan Helley, and a name a lot of people around here know very well, Charles Davis, returning along with Corey Curtis from News 2 on the sidelines.
Group, if you can't be at the game, you know, that's a good group to watch. Obviously, Mike Keith is and Dave McGinnis killing it with Rhett Bryan on the broadcast on on Titans radio. But maybe you can. It's always a tough call because those guys do a great job on the TV side. But I know a lot of people who love listening to Mike Keith and Dave McGinnis and enjoy the job. Doing well on both fronts, I guess.
Good stuff, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, senior editor, TitansOnline.com. That's where all of his content is. Check him out there, at Jay Wyatt Sports on Twitter. Titans, this is the season of list. At NFL listed the most talented rosters in the NFL. Where were the Titans? A lot higher than you might think. We've got that for you when we come back. Also, congratulations to Chad Pascal, who won Def Leppard and Journey tickets as a part of the Zone Summer Box Office. Your next chance to win is Monday morning during the 8 a.m. hour with the Wake Up Zone here on 104.5 The Zone.